Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Chav Dalet, and we're holding about 8 lines from the top of the Yomid. The line ends with the word Ba'i, and then we start the next line, Reb Oven. Ba'i Reb Oven. We've been talking about Trumas Hadeshen for the last couple of days. We got into this sugya because we said that Trumas Hadeshen was accomplished every day at different times. Throughout the year, it was typically at the time of the Krois HaGever, which is approximately Amud HaShachar. On Yom Kippur, they did it at Chatzois, and on Regolim at 10 o'clock at the end of their Shmoyer HaRishayim. Good, so we had a lot of discussion about Trumas Hadeshen, and now we're going to continue. And the first shag of today's Gemara is going to be, is there a minimum shiur for Trumas Hadeshen? Can you just take a mashu, or do you have to take a kazayis, a kerevias, a kebeya? What's the shiur? Boy, above it. Trumas Hadeshen bekama. Mitrumas Maiser Yofin Allah, or Mitrumas Midyon Yofin Allah? Do we learn the halacha of Trumas Hadeshen and the shiur from Trumas Maiser, or from Trumas Midyon? Now, how much would it be if it was Trumas Maiser? Everybody knows that Maiser Rishon is 10%. Person is a farmer, Baruch Hashem, he had a nice crop, 10% he has to go and give to Levi, that's Maiser. What does the Levi have to do in turn? He has to go and give 10% of what he received, he has to go and give it to the Kohen. Like the Pasuk says, V'remois mimenu, Maiser min ha-Maiser. So what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara is asking that perhaps you look at the amount of Deshen on the Marocha, and you have to go and take 10%. Just like Trumas Maiser, you have to take 10%. Now, why would I learn Trumas Hadeshen from Trumas Maiser? Because of the fact, in both Pesukim, we use the word of Haroma. What word Haroma do we use? Here, when we're talking about the Trumas Hadeshen specifically, we use the word Veheiremis Hadeshen. V'lovash HaKoyin Midoi Vado Mechlasei Vad Yilbash Al Besorei Veheiremis Hadeshen Ashetoichal O'eishas O'il Al Mizbeach V'samay Eitzel Al Mizbeach. It says Veheirem. Here too, there's a lashon of haroma, not exactly the same, but pretty close. What does it say? The Gabi Trumas Maiser. So Rashi says, "Vari moisem mimenu Trumas Hashem Maiser mina Maiser." So it says "Vari moisem," and here it says "Behedim."
The Talmud Bavli Gemara.
There's tons of Talmud Bavli Gemara.
What here? You
since it says Vahirim, and here it says Hari Moisem, we learn one from the other, that just like over here, there's a shiur of Maisem and a Maiser. Here too, there's a shiur of 10%. That's how Rashi learned. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi starts, Mitrumas Maiser Yofin Allah. So Rashi, that's about a quarter down the Yomid. Doha Vahirim Ksiv Loshim Vahirim Menu. Similar words, similar shayrish heidim and harimoisim. V'havi ba'oimet echad mi asara b'deshen hamarocha. Rashi says ba'oimet because obviously you cannot really measure all the ash, but you can say approximately how much ash is there. You take 10%. That's the lashon Rashi echad mi asara. Now, if you notice next to the word mi asara, there's a gimel which takes us from the shayrish hashas and says that there's another girsa nusach acher is mi meya. Not oimet echad mi asara, but echad mi meya. Why would it be echad mi meya? Because since Maiser itself is 1/10, and we're not learning it from Maiser, we're learning it from Trumas Maiser. And Trumas Maiser is 1/10 of that 1/10. A tenth of a tenth is 1/100. So that's why there's another girsa here, whether the shear is 1/10 or 1/100. Okay, so that's the first tzad of the Iboyah. The second tzad of the Iboyah is maybe you learn it from Trumas Midyon Yofin Allah. What was Trumas Midyon? So says the next Rashi, Dechsev, after the Mochemes Midyon, and Klal Yisrael, all the soldiers had assembled quite a huge bounty and booty. So it says in the Pasuk, V'hari Moisa Meches LaHashem, Echad Nefesh Mi Chomesh HaMeyos. You had to go and give one Nefesh from 1 out of 500, and you gave that to the Kohen. So here you have a shear of 1 out of 500. And again you have the same type of lashon, Vahare Moisa. And here it says Vahirim. Shoin. And the Gemara Shaila therefore is a 1 out of 10, or 1 out of 100, or 1 out of 500. What's the shear? Now, an obvious question is, why would the Gemara pick on something which is relatively obscure, like Trumas Mais and Trumas Midyan, if you're talking about Trumas Adashin, the first thing that should come to your mind is truma. Regular Truma. And that's the word Truma, exactly Truma. So that's not my Kasha. That's already the top Toisviz, as well as the Toisviz Yishonim and many other Rishonim. If you look at the top Toisviz, Taimali, Amailoi, Mesapkali, Nami, Ima Truma, Gedoyle, Yofin Alon. Isn't that the obvious one? And then Minatoy, you'd have to have Chita Achas, Beteris, Sakri. V'yesh loyma mishum de trumas hadeshin k'siv v'heirim u'betrumas maizan nami k'siv v'hari moisem v'abetrumas midyan it says v'hari moiso meches abetrumas gedoil k'siv v'mitzvas tzviya loshen haroma elo k'siv reishis tegoncha tiroishcha v'yitzarecha v'reishis geiz tzoyncha titen loy. Ah, a loshen of nesina, it doesn't say a loshen of haroma. I bought the chsiv, it says, Kitrumas Goyren came to Rimu Oisa, to Rimu the chsiv, Bechalak chsiv. That's not even talking about Hilchais Truma Gedoyla. That's talking about Chala. And so therefore, we can't learn it from Truma because it doesn't use the word of the Heirim or Harama or Truma. But Paredim of Yim Toima, Vamayla mi Boyle Eofinan me Chala. You just said another Chala is Tarima. So learn from Chala. So Timur Yeshloima Zoktois is the Veheirim Mehari Moisim. Oy mehavri moisa yofinan av veheira mitarim olo yofinan doli domo kuli hai lehadoni. So therefore, Toisus gives a very simple answer, and that is that whenever we try to learn Exeter Shava and learn one from the other, we try to have a word as close as possible. And even though we have seen, of course, many times throughout Shas, the Gabi Hilchois Nigibatim, it says Veshava koin uvoha koin, zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. That's when we don't have anything which is more similar. But if you have something more similar, we try to take the one that's more similar. And here, Veheirim and Hari Moisim and Hari Moisa, they're all basically the same. Mashenkin Tarim was already a total different conjugation, so we don't want to learn either from Truma Gedoyla, which is Nesina, it's not even our Hari Moisa word, it doesn't use the word Truma, and where it does use the word Tarim, it's referring to Chala, which is also not the same in terms of closeness to Hari Moisa, Hari Moisa. That's the Toises. The Toises Yishonim, on the other hand, says, Lav Dafka, we could have given those, it's just an example. In other words, when the Gemara used the expression, should we learn it from Trumas Meiser or Trumas Midyan? It could have said Truma Gedoyla, it could have said Chala, any one of these would have been wonderful cases. You see the first Tosfos Yishonim here, Trumas Meiser, Yofino, Teima, Maile, Kami Boile, Ime Truma Gedoyla, Ime Chala, Techsibbo, Kein Torimu Gadmata, Yofino Lo, Dein Lehem Shir Minatayim. So why don't you learn from there that there is no specific Shir by Truma or by Chala Minatayim? Yeish Loimar, Dein Acharam, Yitakarai, Hedloi Choshin Aleilu, Dein Acharam, he just picked examples, but Lab Dafka, we could have asked those as well. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so now the Gemara, L'choyre, should be poishit, like either the first tzad or the second tzad, and surprisingly, the Gemara comes up with a third answer. So Gemara Toshima, the Tani Rabchia, Nemar Kan Beheirim. What's the Beheirim? We had the Pasuk already. Beheirim is Adeshina Shatoich Aloesh, so Olam is Beach. So that's Beheirim. And it says Beheirim somewhere else, for Nemar Halon Beheirim. We didn't say Beheirim. The Gabi Akarben Mincha. Beheirim Mimenu Bekumtsoi.
And
what's the amount of the heirim by the karb mincha? A koimet. Just like over there you do with a koimet, here too a koimet. Rashi quickly points out it's not exactly the same, because when it comes to a karb mincha, it has to dafka be bikum tzoy. He has to put his three fingers in and pull up the koimet of Mimcha. Obviously, we're not going to say the same thing with Gabi Ash, because within the ash and the maracha, there are still some coals which are still hot. If you're going to tell the Kohen, put your three fingers in, Chas v'sholem, it's going to be Lidei Sakona. You can lose a couple of fingers. You can burn Cholira. It's be terrible. So, again, says Rashi, means Be'oimid Koimit. You look at it and you figure out, how much could fit into my palm? Well, 2 ounces, 3 ounces, 4 ounces. Well, that's the amount of deshen. And Rashi says, but of course you can always be moist, so you don't have to worry about it. It really can't be the same. You don't know exactly how much of ash. Blah, blah, blah. Take a minimum amount, which is a maloi kaimitz, and if you want to be moisif, says Rashi, feel free to be moisif. Now this is a fairly unusual Gemara, that the Gemara gives two possibilities, two alternatives for a limud on the shear, and then the Gemara doesn't learn from either one, but comes up with a third one. You would think that the Gemara should have asked, as part of the original Shaila, all three. Trumas Hadeshan, do we learn it from Trumas Meiser? Do we learn it from Trumas Midyan? Do we learn it from Koimetz, Legabe Levoina? But that's the way it goes. And the Tosfos Yeshanim says, therefore, any time you find in Shas a type of Gemara like that, don't assume that it's a mistake, but rather, we have it over here too. Where's this Tosfos Yeshanim? Here on the right-hand side. Malahalon Bekumtzai. It's about 10-12 lines in Tosfos Yeshanim. Malahalon Bekumtzai. Ve'ena Poishit. From the two tzedodim of the baya of the boya, we won't push it anything. If you find this ever else in throughout Shas, she'ena push it loizeh v'loizeh mima sheshoil. So you have a raya l'shar makoymis. In other words, anytime you come across a gemara which has something similar, you have a raya. You can don't assume automatically that there's some sort of mistake, there's some sort of gears of problem. No. Can raya l'shar makoymis talmud she'ena push loizeh v'loizeh mima sheshoil, that you have other occasions like this that you might be poishit, even though you're not being poishit from the two options, but rather you come up with a third answer. Okay, so that's the end of the shtickel, and now we go on to something new. Omarav, this is going to take up the next few minutes, both to the bottom of the Omid into the Omid Beis. We have now a Shaila Legabi, a Zor. Now the halacha is a Zor, meaning a non-Koyin, Levi, or Yisrael, is not allowed to do any avoida. There's a specific passing in the Torah that he's not allowed to do avoida. Among all the avoidas, however, there are some avoidas that rise to the level that if the Zor does the avoida, then Chas V'Shalom, the Zor is Chayiv Misa, and then there are other avoidas where there is no Chayiv Misa, it's just Asur. And now the Gemara is going to go into which ones yeah and which ones nisht. Is Omerav. Arba avoidos zor chayv alein misa. There are only four avoidos if the zor does them. Then he's chayv misa. What are those four? Zerika, haktara, nisachamayim, v'nisachayai. Zerika, of course, means going and throwing the blood against the walls of the Mizbeach, the corners of the Mizbeach. As we'll see Mi'etchim on the Amid Beis, Zerika is even broader than that. It would include, for instance, the Chata Sa'oif and the Oida Sa'oif, where you do a Hazor and a Mitzoy. So the Zerika is broader. Moreover, as we'll see in the Gemara down below, this even includes a Zerika which is not on the Mizbeach, even a Zerika which is towards, for instance, the Paroiches. If you're doing any of the Chatois Pnimiois, so you know that you have to go and do Hazor next to the Paroiches. You do like you have on Yom Kippur, where you have Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, one Lamala, Sheva Lamata. But the same thing applies, as Rashi, to a Par Helam Dover Shul Tzibur, or Par Koine Mashiach, where there too you do Hazois Klape or Kneged the Paroiches. You even have by Metzoira that he's Mazem Eloik Shemen Sheva Pa'omen. So any type of Zrika or Hazor is within the Parsha of Zrika.
Does that include also the Paraduma, where the Kohen does?
We're talking about in the Bismikush.
Okay.
Then we're talking about now, next one is Haktara. Haktara is anything that you put on the Mizbeach, which would include, number one,
Kmitza,
fine. I normally would have put that number three, but that's fine. You can have Kmitza of a Karban Mincha. You can have the Haktoris Evorim of a Karban Oila. Like every Tomash Shachar, Tomash Ben Aboyim, you have to go and put on the Mizbeach the Evorim. And then number three, all the Aymarim that you put on from every one of the Kabbalas. So anything that you put on the Marocha, if a Zor does that, Chas V'Shalom is Chayiv Misa. And Nisachamayim and Nisachayayim that we know. Nisachamayim, of course, is only once a year on Sukkis. And Nisachayayim is every single day. Whenever you bring your carbon oila or your carbon shlamim, you have to go and bring with it Minchosam v'niskeyem kimedubar. And the Nisachim are Shlishasahin, the Chatziahin, Shlishasahin, Reviyasahin, depending whether you're talking about a par or an ayil or a kevis. Anyway, so any one of these things, if a Zor does them, Chulil v'chas, is Chayiv Misa. Levi adds one more. Av Trumas Hadeshen. That's a big chidush, because Truma Sedeshen I would normally think is just like a hachana. It's important. Anything you do in the Beis Hamikdash is important, of course. But I would think it's just, you know, a cleanup. You take a little bit of dash, you put it on the floor. No, Levi says, a zor does this, chas v'shalom, he gets misa. And not only did Levi learn this on an amoira level, Levi was a Masader Brisis similar to Reb Chiya and Reb Oishia. So in one of his Brisis, he was also Masader after Masadash, and that there too, Chas V'Shalom, Zor does it. He's Chayav Misa. Now the question is going to be, what's the Makar of Rav, and what's the Makar of Levi? So to my time in the Rav, Tichsiv, we have a Pasuk. Now this Pasuk is going to be very crucial for the next 10, 15, 20 minutes of the Gemara. It's a Pasuk in Koirach, I believe. It says the Ata uvenecha itcha. This is by Midbar Yudches Zayin. Is that Parshas Koirach?
Yes.
Shkoyach. It says the Ata uvenecha itcha. You, Ahar Nekoyin, and your children. Tishru es kunaschem. Be careful. Uphold. Observe all the rules of the Kahanim. L'chol devar amizbeach. Umi mibeis laparoiches. Vavadetem. Avoides ma'atona. See, the pasuk ends off the zor chas v'shalom gets misa. So that's very, very crucial. See, Barry gave you this gemara with the Torah Shalom. I don't understand, but I want you to appreciate because his gemara doesn't have it.
So,
I'm good.
He's good and he's great. I'm just telling you.
I appreciate it every moment.
That's why I'm telling you. So now, getting back to the pasuk.
I didn't go as far as saying I'm grateful.
Beautiful. The Ata Benecha Itcha Tishmus Kanaschem. So now those words, be careful about the kahuna. The end of the pasuk is Etain is Kunaschem. I gave you especially the kahuna of Azar Karavimas. All of those are wonderful words, except Chas V'Shalom Misa. But in the middle words are those that we're going to focus on for the next few minutes. L'chol Dvar Mizbeach, anything involving the Mizbeach. Ulmi Beis La Paroiches, meaning beyond the Paroiches in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Vavaratem, and you're going to do the avoida. Avoides matana. What do all of these words mean, and what are they coming to tell us? So there are going to be two major drushes that we're going to see from Rav momentarily. Number one, he's going to take the word avoides matana, avoida that involves giving, as opposed to an avoida involving taking. What does that mean? Anything you're doing with a mizbeach lechoira is giving. You're giving blood on the Mizbeach, you're putting a Murin on the Mizbeach, you're putting a Kmitz on the Mizbeach, you're putting a Vori Oil on the Mizbeach. All of those are Avoides Matana because you're giving something. Trumas Hadeshin, on the other hand, is Avoides Siluk. You're removing something. Therefore, Rav will say that the Din of Azor HaKorev Yumas is only an Avoides Matana and not on an Avoides Siluk. That's going to be Drusha number one. Drasha number two, it says Vavadatem. And the Gemara holds that the word Vavadatem is unnecessary. After all, it already says in the Pasuk, Tishmus Kanaschem, Choldvarmas Beach, Avoides Matana. What do I need this Vavadatem? And therefore, the Gemara is going to learn Vavadatem as if it's two separate words, which are put together as one. Vavadatem, Avoida Tama. Avoida Tama means, in other words, as if it would be Vavadatem. Avoid the Tama, it's got to be a complete avoider, and not an avoider sheyesh achareha avoider, not an avoider which is looked upon as just being preparatory, because there's going to be a subsequent avoider. And therefore, for instance, what happens if you have a kohen, not a kohen, what happens if you have a zor who does the kabbalas hadam, or you have a zor that does the hoilochas hadam? That is an avoider sheyesh achareo avoider. What's the ultimate avoider? The zerikas adam. Therefore, that's not an avoider tam. That's why Rav, in his list, only listed the zerika. He didn't list the kabbalas adam. He didn't list the hoilochas adam. Of course, he didn't list shechita either, because shechita is totally mutter bizarre. So nothing to talk about. But even the kabbalas adam and the hoilochas adam, where a zor is osur to do those two, those have to be done by a kohen. If a zor were to do one of those two, he doesn't get misa. He just is over alav for doing an isur in the Torah. So getting back again to the Gemara, says Rav, Frank the Gemara, my time in the Rav. What's the svar of Rav? So Gemara says, Shka svar is a pasuk. V'yata uvenecha itcha tishmu es kunaschem l'chol dvar ha-mizbech ulvi beis laparoiches bavadetem avoides matona etin es kunaschem v'azor ha-korev yumas. Dar shenigmara. It says avoides matona v'le-avoides siluk. And that's why you're chayiv on your zrika and your haktorah and your nisach and your nisach, because you're giving and you're giving and you're giving to the mizbech, but not removal. And that's why truma sedeshin, you are potter. Similarly, vavadatem avoida tama v'le-avoida shi'esh achre avoida. And that's why, as we said before, the Kabbalah sedam and the Hoylocha sedam, since there's an avoida shi'esh achre avoida, and that's the zrika, that's why you're potter on those as well. Now, Levi agrees with the second list, the avoida tama, because notice, all Levi added was the inyan of truma sedeshin. He didn't say, oh, Rab, don't forget, what about Kabbalah Saddam? And what about Halacha Saddam? No, no. There, everybody agrees. That Vadatem, Avoidatama, you're only chayiv on the final Avoida in that series of Avoidois, and you're not chayiv on anything else. You're not chayiv on the Kabbalah, you're not chayiv on the Halacha. Just on the Zrika, just on the Haktar. Okay, very good. But what does Levi add? Levi adds the Truma Sedeshin. So therefore, he doesn't hold the drasha of Avoidas Matana. Avoidas matana v'loy avoidas siluk. He includes avoidas siluk. Why? After all, avoidas matana v'chayra guta drasha. V'levi, Rabbi Rachman l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach. Levi says the words l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach l'chayra are unnecessary. V'yat v'nech yitcha. Tishmuz k'naschan. Ulam beis laparoiches. What's that for him l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach? Gizuntai. L'chol dvar ha-mizbeach comes to include the avoidas siluk. If you look at the Rashi, let's look at a couple of Rashis over here. The atu v'necha itcha, about 12-13 lines before the wide lines, a little bit past halfway down. The atu v'necha itcha, seifi dekra. The pasuk ends off v'azara korev yumas. As you can see in Rashi's Gemara, they didn't have the entire pasuk because otherwise you wouldn't have to say the pasuk ends off v'azara korev yumas. I see it myself. Avoidas matana zokrashi she'ata noisan ala mizbeach, when you're giving something, avoidas siluk she'ata mesalik v'sar mi ala mizbeach kikoyin truma sedeshin, that's your potter. In other words, there's no din of misa, it's your chayv over a lav, but no din of misa. Avoidas tama avoidas shehi goymeres umetamemes esadaber, with this the buck stops here, that's the end. V'loy she'esh achre avoidas kikoyin shechita v'kabola v'haylocha she'esh achre azrika avazrika avoidas achroina shebedam, that's the final one v'chinak Torah. You see, he brings yours first. You see, you're right. I have to apologize. All of those are the final steps in a series of avoidas. There's nothing beyond them. That's why you're chai, because it's avoidatama. But now Levi says, no, don't forget truma sedeshin. L'chol dvar mizbeach l'rabbi avoidas siluk im avoida tamahi kigoyin truma sedeshin. It's got to be avoida tama. In other words, Levi says, I agree with the drush of avoida tama that it cannot be the halacha sedam, the kabbalah sedam. No, I agree with that. I'm totally on the same page with Rav. I only learn l'chol dvar mizbeach to be marbe the avoida siluk. Otherwise, I would have said avoida smatana v'le avoida siluk. Chol dvar mizbeach comes to be marbe avoida siluk. If you're wondering to yourself, no, maybe we should say the other way around. Maybe the chol dvar mizbeach should come to include l'marshal the kabbalah sedam, halacha sedam. That's also related to the mizbeach, yeah. And say that should be marbe that. Maybe only be marbe that, not be marbe avoida siluk. So Toises asks that kasha. He took the first wide line of the first of the wide lined toises in second line. The lady Rabbi Rachman chol dvar mizbeach hachali have matzlim. If we don't ask umare isal rabbi avoida siluk v'lamudei avoida she'ena tama, why don't you go and say fakert? I'm marve the avoida she'ena tama. The shloim the avoida siluk dvar mizbeachi. That's on the mizbeach. I'm putting on the mizbeach. I'm taking from the mizbeach. But the kabbalah zedam alocha zedam. We're not near at the mizbeach yet. Toises has another kasha. Anyway, the point is that's Levi's drasha l'chol dvar mizbeach to go and include even avoida siluk. So therefore, truma sedeshin is also included.
Shnei gizrei etzim is an avodah of.
We're going to talk about that from the Amud base. Frank Di Marayetz v'Rav what is Rav doing with the Chol Devar Mizbeach? L'chayra, that's a good raya to Levi. What do I need the Chol Devar Mizbeach for? L'chayra comes to include Avodah Siluk. V'Rav Ahula Suye Sheva Hazo'is Shebefnim V'Sheva Mitzayra. That comes to include the seven Hazo'is Bebefnim. As we said earlier, all the Chatois HaPnimiyois, Chatois HaPnimiyois means those are brought on Yom Kippur, which is a part of the Soyer. And rarely, but possibly occasionally throughout the year, you had the par Helam, Dovet, Shultzibar, and the par Koyin HaMashiach. These were all Chatois Pnimiyois, where you had Hazo'ois in front of the Parayches. Yom Kippur, you went even beyond that, Lefnai V'Lefnim. But the par Helam, Dovet, Shultzibar, par Koyin HaMashiach was only in the Hechel. Yom Kippur was also in the Hechel. Where you have to go and do seven Hazo'ois in front of Achas V'Sheva, you have to do in front of the parayas. Similarly, you have by the Metzayr, he also has to do Hazois. He's mazim iloik shemen beheichel, because you know by the Metzayr, you have to go and take, besides the three kabonas, you have to bring a loik shemen. And then you put some of the shemen on the tenuch and on the boyin yad. But the pasuk also says, v'hizem en ha-shemen be'etzbo'oi, sheve pa'omim el penei parayas ha-kodesh. You also have to go and be mazim seven times with that shemen. Now Rashi points out that be'emesin, those are not mizbeach related. You could stretch a little bit by the sheva hazois, by the par, helam dov shatziba, par kon mashiach and yom kippur, that those are soon going to be the final bloods. You do go and spritz on the mizbeach, especially on yom kippur, mizbeach apanimi, and then you go and pour out the shiraim and the mizbeach achitzai. So it's also the chol dvar mizbeach, also related to mizbeach. However, Rashi says, but that wouldn't help you on the Metzayra, because that you're talking about Shemen, and none of that goes on the Mizbeach. So therefore, says Rashi, the Ikad Drosha of Rav is from the word L'choil, Dvar HaMizbeach. Not Dvar HaMizbeach, not so much, but the L'choil. Look at the Rashi, first wide line, Sheva HaZo'oi Shebefnim, Shemazal HaParoiches, Mipar Helm Dov Shultzibur, Mipar Koyin Mashiach, Vishol Yom Kippurim, Vishem Mitzoy Shemazal Miloik Shem Beheichol, Kedachsiv Yizim and Hashem Beetzboi Sheva Pamim, the Solka Daitach Amina Lav Dvar Mizbeachu. All of these are not really truly Dvar Mizbeach. L'achi Rabbi L'choil, L'choil Dvar Mizbeach, that L'choil comes to be Marba, those other things as well. Therefore, says the Gemara, that's why Rav says, I don't learn the Chol Dvar Mizbeach to be Marbe, Trumas Adashen, Avodas Siluk. I learn the Lechol to be Marbe, the Sheva Zois, and the Matzoya. Right, the Gemara of Levi. What is Levi? Does Levi agree with that? And by the way, the Mefarshim explained that, therefore, according to Rav, that's all included in the word Zerikos. Even though we didn't use the expression Hazoa previously, but since Rav said that there are four Avodas, and one of the four Avodas is Zerika, Zerika includes, these are all Zerikos, these are Hazois, all form of Zerika. So if you mark of Levi, what is Levi, how does Levi know the Sheva Hazoi, Shebefnim, Shebem Tzoyra, that those are Mechayiv, the Zor, Misa, Nafkalei, Midvar, V'chol Dvar. It says in the Pasuk, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. It could have said, Dvar HaMizbeach. It says, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. So learn from each one of them. In other words, Dvar HaMizbeach will tell you the din of the siluk, avoid the siluk, and l'chol dvar mizbeach would come to include these sheva zoyis v'shem mitzayra, so you can package them all in. Rav dvar v'chol dvar loy darish. Rav doesn't darshin dvar v'chol dvar. He leaves it as all one package, one drasha, and therefore he learns that one drasha comes to tell you only the sheva zoyis shebefnim v'shem mitzayra, not to include the avoidas siluk. Fine. Frank Yimar. The Gemara's kash is now going to be on Levi. Levi is including in his list the Truma Sadesh and Avodah Siluk. The aim of the Chol Dvar Mizbeach, Klal. Avodah Matana, Prat. Klal Uprat, Eim Chalam Hashem Befrat. In other words, the same pasuk that we're talking about, again, V'atu V'nech Yitcha, Tishmu is Kunaschem, L'chol Dvar Mizbeach sounds like everything. L'chol Dvar Mizbeach, that's a big Klal. And then afterwards we say, Avodah Matana. Now we're already narrowing it considerably. So how are we narrowing it? The marshal to go and reject and to exclude the avodah siluk, meaning the truma sadashin. So zokti gemari, why don't you go and learn a klal uprat? The aim of the chol dvar mizbeach klal avodah matana prat klal uprat in mechal l'mashe befrat avodas matana en avodas siluk loy, and therefore Levi, you should be on the side of Rav and leave out trumas adeshen. Amakra says Levi, only based on paroiches v'abadatem, and based on paroiches who avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. Well, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is, and again we have the same pasuk, if the words of Chol Dvarim Mizbeach would be followed immediately by the words of Avodas Matana, he'd have a good point. But here, between the words of Chol Dvarim Mizbeach and Avodas Matana, we have a whole bunch of other words. Then we get to Avodas Matana. So let's focus on Ulmi Beis LaParoiches. Ulmi Beis LaParoiches means an avoida that you do beyond the Paroiches, which would mean only the two avoidas that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur, which is the Hazois that he does Ben Habadim of the bloods, of the Par and the Soir, and of course the Chafina and the Nesinas Ketoidus Ala Eish that he does of Nai v'lefnim. If a Zor were to do that, he'd be Chayiv Misa. The obvious question is, just going to the Kodesh Kodosh,
Hashem itself is Chayiv Misa.
And the answer is, what happens if he did that b'shogeg? He didn't do it b'mezid. He didn't realize where he was going. He didn't know the Isser. He wasn't familiar. Whatever it was. But if the Zor did willingly b'mezid go inside to go and do the Avodas Yom Kippurim of the Sinus Ketoris Ala Eish, or the Azois Ben Abadim, he'd be Chayiv Misa, because that, all these Misas means, by the way, Misa B'dei Shemay. Anyway, so the point of the Gemara is, because this Ulmi Beis Paroiches is smack in the middle between the L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach and the Avodas Matana, the Gemara is going to say that I'm going to learn the Klal Uprat that you just taught me. Yes, I agree with that Klal Uprat, but it's only in reference to Avodas which are Ulmi Beis LaParoiches, not those which are Bachutz. So what do you mean by that? What we mean by that is, as you recall, the final avoida that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippurim, that's how we get all five altogether, was that initially when he came into the Kodesh Kodashim and he did the Chafinas HaKtoiris, he left behind on the floor, he left the Kafu Machta. Finally, at the end, he put up one more time the Big Day Lovin, went in, took those out. That's how you had the conclusion of the five altogether, the five Kiddush Daim Reg, the five Tevilois, 10 Kiddush Daim Reglaim, five times the changing of the gar of the clothing. Good. Anyway, the point is that removal of the Tzuas Kafu Machta, that is also an Avoidas Siluk. Going into the Kodesh Kodoshim to bring in and do the Hazoy Sadam, you're giving the Dam, and you're bringing in the Ktoidus. That's Avoidas Matana. Taking out the Kafu Machta, that's Avodas Siluk. Zok Levi, I agree with your Kasha. We're going to learn Ta'ake Aklalu Prat, Ein Bechal Mashe Befrat, and therefore Avodas Matana and not Avodas Siluk. But where? By the Beis LaParoiches. Beis LaParoiches, if you have someone running in on Yom Kippur, wanting to do a good deed, I'm going to help out the Kohen Gadol, I'm going to go and take out the Kaf Machta, and what he knows is Osir, and he does it b'mezid. If he takes that Kaf Machta, Zok de Teira, you do not get Misa, no Misa. Why not? Because that's not an Avodas Matana, it's an Avodas Siluk. Mash Enken, throughout the year, says Levi, Truma Sedeshin is also an Avodas Siluk, but there you are Chayiv, because the Torah only patters you, Legabe Kodesh Kodoshim, Kafu Machta, that Avodas Siluk, but not the Avodas Siluk of Trumas Hadeshin. Now this is not human logic, because human logic it would be the other way around. After all, what is quote unquote worse, or what is more of a Kohanic
offense,
Kohanic duty and obligation that a Zor should not get involved in? You would say Kodesh Kodashim. Not only can't a Zor, even a Kohen Hedid, only the Kohen Gadol, and even the Kohen Gadol only once a year on Yom Kippur, otherwise Kodesh Kodashim. A Zor rushes in to take out the Kafu Machta, no problem. About it's awesome. But there is no din of Misa B'dei Shemoyim. Why? Because that's the Klal Uprat. V'lo yavoy de siluk, you're off the hook from Misa. However, Trumas HaDeshen, which happens every single day, you run up in the ramp, take off a little deshen, put it down on the floor, Azar does it, oh, says Levi, that's a Misa Masa. You get Misa for that.
It doesn't make sense. If Levi is conceding that an avodah siluk of the kaf and machta is not chayiv misa, it's a kal v'chomer. If something so chomer is not chayiv misa, you know your gezeirah shava works for to pater avodah siluk from the kodesh kedushim. Alachas kam v'kam etrumas sadeshim.
And that's why I said this defies human logic. Logically, that doesn't make sense. But the way Levi learned it, he said, "Does gezeirah cause it? That's what the kodesh baruch Hu's intention is. Why did the kodesh baruch Hu do that? I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't understand." We look at the top Rashi. Well, the base laparoiches, ifsik, that's a hafsoka, vein klol leprata, between the klal and the prat, between the word, l'chol dvar mizbech, which is the klal, and avoidus matona, which is the prat. What does that mean, base laparoiches? Who? The avoidus matona, kigoin hazoi, shabin abadim, diyem kippurim. Unasinas katoidus shal alaish. I don't know why Rashi says kigoin, because those are the only cases.
Right.
But regardless, Rashi is saying those are the nasinas matona. V'loy avoidus siluk. See, if a Zor were to do that, you're off the hook. It's my avodas matana, v'lo avodas siluk. But you're talking about b'chut, so then even avodas siluk is included. So going back to the Gemara, so says Levi, I agree to the klal uprat. But since Ulmeis Aparoiches comes in the middle of Avaratim, Elmibeis Aparoiches Uda Avoyde Matana, Vlei Avoyde Siluk. However, Habachutz, if you're talking about on the Mesbeach Achitzoin, which has nothing to do with Meis Aparoiches, Afila Avoyde Siluk, even Avoyde Siluk, you don't have the benefit of the Klal Uprat to exclude this Avoyde Siluk. So therefore, the Avoyde Siluk is included. Since it's included, that's why Chas V'Sholom, if the Zohar does it, he would be Chayiv Misa. Frank Timar, Ihochi, Vavadatem Nami, Elmi based the Paroiches, who the Avoida Tama, for the Avoida Shiyesh Avoida, why don't you go and say the same type of drosha vis a vis Vavadatem? Because that's also smack in the middle of your Klaluprat. The Klal began, the Chodvar Mizbeach. It ended with Avoidas Matana. And what do we have in between? So just like you said, the Klal Uprat only refers to Beis HaParoiches inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why don't you say the same thing applies to the Vavadatem, to the din of Avoidas Tama? Only Avoida Tama. When do I say that Avoida Tama v'loy Avoida Shiyesh Achareo Avoida? Look, I should say that only by the case of Beis HaParoiches. But I shouldn't go and say it l'gabi chutz. Should also be chayv. And therefore, according to Levi, as well as parenthetically according to the Rav, assuming that he's darshaning the same way as Levi, why don't we also include not only the Zrika Zadam, but the Kabbalah Zadam and the Hilocha Zadam, even though it's and avoid the Shiesh Achre avoid, and we said avoid the tem. Maybe avoid the tem only refers to the Kodesh Kedoshim, but it doesn't refer to, in other words, only Mebeis Laparoiches. It doesn't refer to Chod. Says the Gemara, you have an excellent, excellent point. But by the way, what would be a preparatory type of avoid the Shiesh Achre avoid the Lefnai v'lefnim that the Torah would be excluding if we're saying it's only Beis HaParoiches, only Lefnai v'lefnim and not Bachut? As Rashi is already bothered by this. So if you look at
taking the coals from the Mizbeach outside.
Okay, so let's see the Rashi right after the wide lines, the first narrow line. Iyachi b'avadatem nami. Same Beis HaParoiches d'avoy the Tama. Keep going, the scene is Ketoris ala Eish. That's Avada, that's for sure. Avoid the tamak. Now you're putting the ktoidus ala eish, and now it's coming up as an ocean. Beautiful. V'loy shiyesh achre avoid the hoylochas kafu machta into the kodesh kedoshim. Shiyesh achre chafina v'haktara. In other words, just like you spoke about the avoid the silik being the removal of the kafu machta, so now the bringing in of the kafu machta into the kodesh kedoshim.
You have it's a halacha like halacha satan.
Exactly.
But even the silik of the ashes from the arum mizbeach to put into that kaf, into that machta, to take inside. That's an avoda siluk, and there's an avoda shiyesh avoda achareha avoda.
Okay, so we didn't say anything, any problem with the person taking the kaf.
Right, but it should be. When you're taking those ashes off the outer mizbeach to bring in to do the chafina, that is also one of these shadow avodas.
You mean to take the coals
to
bring them in? Okay,
right. So that's something you're taking. You're taking something off the outer mizbeach,
and therefore,
and it's a preparatory avoda to doing the chafina inside the lefnayim.
Absolutely, but it's not lemeis laparoiches. Rashi is trying to go and find cases.
Okay. Halacha. This is halacha inside.
Inside.
I see. I saw exactly. Halacha. Okay.
The Kohen Gadol has been fasting the whole day, so our Zohar says, I'm going to help out this Kohen Gadol, and he quickly, a real whippersnapper, he whips up the Kaf and the Machta, and he rushes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Kohen Gadol, you see, I'm here, I have the Kaf and Machta all ready for you. What would be the din on that? So L'choyr, according to this drasha, we should go and say, you're only chayv and avoid the Tama, Misa, you're not chayv and avoid the Sheish Achareh, avoid the Halachas Kaf and Machta. And according to this drasha, Moshe says, Ein Achanami, the Zohar would be part tour, because I would say only based on paroiches do I go and say avoid the tama as opposed to avoid the sheir shechre avoid. Mashenke legabe b'chutz. So that's the more kasha. Nochemu, why don't you go and say hachav adatim namil based on paroiches? Who the avoid the tama? The avoid the sheir shechre avoid. Go and exclude the avoid of bringing in the kafu machta, because that's not an avoid the tama. That's a preparatory avoid. Habachutz, but outside, let's say afil avoid the sheir shechre avoid. You should also be chayiv. In which case, in the case l'moshel of the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha Saddam, because it's avoid the Sheish Echre avoid. And for the Gemara, va'avadatem. You have an extra vav, va'avadatem. Hoda arvikra. That vav goes and tells you that it applies not only to l'meibes ha'paroiches, but it goes back on the original klal, l'chol devar ha'mizbeach, va'avadatem. So that vav comes to be marba, not only a case of avoida, sheyesh achreya avoida, in other words, avoida tam, avadatem. Avoid the tama, fully avoid the sheyechare avoid the only bifnim, lefnai v'lefnim, but even bachut. All of those are included in the vadatem and the chol devar mizbeach in this klal uprat. Why? Because the vav is machabrit and ma'aravin and says it's not only lebeis haparoiches, but afilu bachut. Mashenkin legabi the din of avoidus matana, that you don't have a vav, it's just avoidus matana on its own. So therefore the Gemara says that only applies lefnai v'lefnim. It doesn't, in other words, the exclusion, avoid this matana, avoid this siluk, only applies l'flam l'flam, it doesn't apply b'chutz. Fine. So what have we now established? According to Levi, what we've established is that avoid this siluk inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Zohar is potter min visa, because avoid this matana, avoid this siluk, and we have the klal uprat, mashenkin b'chutz. According to Levi, you're chayv. So, as Barry Rake pointed out, it's not logical, but that's what is stated in the Torah. So now the Gemara asks, we've taken the two extremes. We've taken the avodah silik, which is inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, and we've taken the avodah silik, which is inside the Azara. The in between that, sandwiched in between, you have the Heichel. The question is, what happens if you have an avodah silik in the Heichel? Mahu? What would be the din over there? So let's see. Boy Rava, avoid a silik behechel, mau. Lifnim midaminen lay, oy lechutz midaminen lay. Would we compare it to lifnim, lifnai velifnim? And therefore, if a czar does avoid a silik behechel, he'll be potter. Or is lechutz midaminen lay, and he will be chayv.
Only with the lady only, right?
Only according to lady. Because according to Rav,
it's no problem. It's only those four, the first four.
Exactly. There's no din of Trumas Hadesh and Bechutz. So you'd be potter in all Avodah Siluks across the board. So now the question is, which Avodah Siluk is there in the Heichel? So Rashi says, for instance, Dishun Mizbeach HaPanimi V'Hamanoira. Look at Rashi, Avodah Siluk Beheichel. That's the next Rashi. The Avodah Tama. You're going Dishun Mizbeach HaPanimi here, removing the Dishun, the Deshin on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Where's the Deshin? How does he get Deshin on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? The Nektaritis every single day. Obviously, that's much less Deshin than you have the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But you got Deshin there too. And of course, there's Deshin in the Menorah. So now, Lelevi, right? Rashi says, Lelevi, what would Levi hold? Because Rav holds there's no difference across the board. So what would be then according to Levi, Zofi Mara, Hoder Pashta, Mi Beis, Ula Mi Beis. In other words, what's the answer of the Gemara, since it says in the Pasuk, B'chol Devar Mizbech. Ule mi beis laparoiches. It could have said mi beis laparoiches. Why do you have that extra vav lamed? Ule mi beis laparoiches. It comes to be barba. Not only mi beis laparoiches beyond the paroiches, but even before the paroiches. What's before the paroiches? That's the heichel. So the heichel is also included. So it would also benefit from the petur that avoidas matana v'loy avoidas silak. Once we have established that Heichel is now a subset, if you will, of the Kodesh Kodashim, because of Ulam Yibes Laparoiches, let's talk about other Avoidois, and not Avoidus Siluk, but Avoidus Matana. When the Vizor comes on Shabbos and he puts the lechem upon him, he's helping out the Kahan. We come and say, oh, this lechem upon him is so heavy, 12 of them. So Zor comes and says, I'll give you a hand. And he pushes some of the lechem upon him onto the shulchan. Because it's a avodas matana. I'm giving something to the heichol, giving something to the shulchan. And even though it's not var mizbeach, but you remember we said lechol, comes in marbe, even non mizbeach avodas matanas. So it's in the heichol, and the heichol is a subset of libeis laparoiches. Says Yigmara, in terms of avodas matana, you're right. But don't forget, you still have to be mekayim vadatem. It's got to be an avodah tama, and not an avodah shiyesh acharei avodah. Ika sida bezichin. After you put up the 12 lachmim, the lechem upon him on the shulchan, you got to put the 2 bezichel avodah on the top of the 2 marochos. Oh, that's already a later avodah, so you didn't finish off. Okay, fine, you're right. Sid of bezichin lechayv. I put up the bezichin, I should be chayv in that. So he went, come on, that's also not the final avodah. Ika silig v'haktorah. There is a later. What's the later? That the next Shabbos you're going to take those bezichim off, or what are you going to do with them? You're going to put them on the mizbeach. That's haktorah. So why didn't it list haktorah? Haktorah is taka list. That's what we have here in the Omer Aleph when Rav says the 4. What is that? Until now we didn't talk about. We only talked about your kmitza, and we talked about the avorim and pedorim, your avorim pedorim maskim. But now we're adding also the levoina, because that's all taktar. So that's also included. Fine. So Gemara, oh, let's talk about zor shesidus amenorah lechayv. The zor that's mesader. The Gemara, when it uses the term mesader, here it means to be mate of the samanoyra, to go and remove the deshen and the old wicks and stuff like that. Mate of the samanoyra, so let him be b'chayv on that, because that's avodas matana. He is setting it up and fixing it up. So tomorrow, ikka nesinas psila. That's not the final. After that, you have to put in the brand new psilim, you have to put in the new wicks. The nasa psila, you should be chayv on the psila. I get to avodas matana. Ikka nesinas shemen. A wick without shemen doesn't work. Try it out, amanoyra and chanukah. You see, it doesn't go. Nasa shemen lechayv. Okay, when he puts in the shemen. Ikka adloka. Okay, but adloka. So tomorrow, hidlik. So hidlik lechayv, he should be chayv on hadlok. So if you have hadlok, love avoidehi. Hadlok is not considered to be an avoid. It's a very important thing, and the kohen did it. Yo, mask, but it's not considered to be an avoider with a capital I. And it's an avoider with a smaller I, if you will. And so therefore, there's no din of nisa on the person who's matik. Pray to more veloy. Hadlok is goodish. Vatanya benosam bnei aharon hakohen eishal mizveach v'aruch lei tamala eish. What does that come to tell you? Limit al hatzosus al yosa shloi tehei elabekoyin kashim b'gishareis. What is this referring to? But the Aharon HaKohen is referring to Nodav Aviyu. They put their own Eish. And remember, we learned a few days ago in the Gemara that besides the Eish Men HaShemayim, there was a mitzvah of putting on Eish also b'nei Adam, put it on the Mizbeach to help out in the burning on the Maracha. Fine. And when it says v'orchu etzim aleish, it comes to tell you the hatzosas alisa. What is the hatzosas alisa? This has nothing to do with the aliyah by the kevis, but rather alisa is referring to small twigs and tinderwood that you use to start a fire. Nowadays, many people use for a fire, they go and put on newspapers or toilet paper or other stuff of that nature. But in the good old days, how did you start a fire? You couldn't go and just put a match against a large log. It wouldn't go. First you put on the little twigs, and the little twigs, and then you put bigger twigs, and bigger, until you got to the big logs. So if you want to see Rashi Elisa, Rashi's about 8-9 lines lower in the Rashis. Hatzos Elisa, Hatzos is kismim dakim. Dakim, kismim are like splinters of wood. Small little, in Yiddish they're called spendelach. more sometimes refers to kismim like a toothpicker, a toothpick. So these small little pieces of wood, atos kismim dakim, im hutzrich lohotzis al hamizbech, if you needed that to rekindle the mizbech, bi'achas min ha-marochis, and one of, as you know, on top of the mizbech wasn't only marochis gedoyli, he had other secondary marochis as well. Kigoin, how would that be? Kigoin shekorva mareches, or marocha, lechalois, one of the marochis is about to go out, shenisa for kalamadura, everything that was on that fire has been consumed, and now it's ebbing, it's soon going to be extinguished, so you have to bring in these new alisa to go and heat it up again and to burn it up again. So what happens if the Bnei Aharon HaKohen did that? That's got to be done for a little bit kohen kosher b'kli sha'aretz. Now, doesn't that sound very similar to the lighting of the menorah? Here you're lighting the wicks, and here you're lighting these little twigs to go and light up the fire. And the Gemara assumes that in the case of the haktorah, it's got to be kohen kosher b'klisharis. Klisharis over here means that he's wearing the big day love and the big day kodesh of the kahan. It doesn't mean klisharis using a special kevi. Yeah, that's Azuy Dutrashi. So therefore, the same thing should apply to the Hadlokas of Menoida. So you might not, it's really, although these are similarities, you're right, but it's really not the same. Hatzos Alisa, avoid the, that's Haktor on the Mizbech. Hadloka, love avoiding. Fetimon Lamiata, Zor Shesidus and Maracha Lichayv. What about the Zor that in fact is setting up the Maracha? Every morning you have to set up the Maracha, make it straight and nice for all the future Kabbalists throughout the day. Lichayv should be chayv because that's an avoid, it's on the Mizbeach. So tomorrow, Ikas Shidr Shnei Gziri Eitzim. No, that's not the final. This is an avoidah Shiesh Achare avoidah. What is the avoidah after that? After the Sana Maracha, you have to put on every day the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. In fact, that was one of the pious in was to bring up the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Seder, if you remember, Yomar said before that the one that did the Truma Sedeshin also did the Seder Maroch and the Seder Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Yomar asked, why did you have to have those other two? Because once you did a pious only the Truma Sedeshin, the average Kohen says, the likelihood that I'm going to be selected, if I was going to run up, why? Well, I'm pretty fit and I'm not, Baruch Hashem, I've eaten my Wheaties and my Cheerios and I can do a nice sprint, I might win. However, if you're telling him it's a pious, there are 20, 30, 40 other Kohen, and what's the likelihood that I'm going to be chosen the pious? Come on, 2%, 3%. And maybe if it's the multi-million dollar lottery, I'm willing to go and splurge $100, even though it's only 1 out of 3 billion chance, but you never know, somebody's got to win. But when you're talking about Truma Sedeshin, it's not worth it to get up 3 o'clock in the morning. But you tell them, not only Truma Sedeshin, Sidi Marach, Shnei Gizrei, now that's an incentive. I'm going to be up first thing in the morning to be able to do those three avais. Anyways, the Gemara says, why don't you chayev Misa on Sidi Shnei Gizrei Yaitzim? So the Gemara, Ika Sidi Eivorim. So first we ask on the Sidi Marach, because Sidi Shnei Gizrei Yaitzim, that's the Malacha after, that's the avoida afterwards. Say Sidish Nagzir is Eitzim Chayv, you should be Chayv, because that's the Choyra, a complete avoida. No, Ikasidig Evorim, that follows after the Sidish Nagzir Eitzim. Now, on this last tikkun, the Ikasidig Evorim, here you could already debate what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah.
I can understand. After the Truma Sedeshin, that you do the Sidah Marocha, and after Sidah Marocha, do the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, that's all related to being Mesader the Mizbech. But the Sidur Evorim, that's already brand new stuff, right? After you finish Shnei Gziri Eitzim, you might not put the Evorim of the Oyla for an hour or two, whatever, until you have it all ready. And even when you put it on, that's not Eitzim.
They have to cut it up, they have to bring it up. Yeah,
true, but besides that, the Shnei Gzirim, that's all Machshirei Mitzvah.
Right.
You can't go and burn any of the kabbonis, unless you have the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. But the Sidur Eivorim, that's the mitzvah lane, that's not the Machshire mitzvah. So in fact, says the Gemara, so according to Rav, according to Levi, what the Gemara is saying until now is that the reason why you're potter on the Sidur Shnei Gezirim is because it's an avoidah sheyesh achareh avoidah, it's not an avoidah tama, it's an avoidah sheyesh achareh avoidah. And then everybody agrees, to both Rav and Levi, the only machlokes was only the gabi, the avoidah siluk. But everybody agrees, the avoidah sheyesh achareh avoidah, your potter only your chayiv on a final avoidah, avoidah tama. So the Gemara says, Shnei Gziri Eitzim, that's an avoidah tama, Eivorim, that's the avoidah tama. Preidim Ovom Ravasi, Om Rabbi Yoichanan, Zor Shesidah Shnei Gziri Eitzim, Chayiv, he holds your Chayiv Misa. Now why would he hold your Chayiv Misa? Because he holds in this avoidah tama. So what's the machlokes? Oh, probably, Ma'asav avoidah tami, Ma'asav avoidah tami, for the svaras that we just gave now. According to Rabbi Yoichanan, when you put the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, you're done. In terms of setting up the Maracha, we're finished, Rabbi, and nothing more to do. Oh, later you're going to go and put on a varim. That's a brand new thing. It's an ayizach. Mashenkin, according to Rav, according to Levi. No. The Siddur Shnei Gzeri Eitzim, that's also a chona for the final avoid of the Siddur Eivarim, like we said. Fine. Zokti Mariyetz. So we had a machlokes Rav and Levi. Is Trumas Hadashin an avoider that the Zor is chayiv aleha misa, yes or no? Yes or no? Says Imar, Tani Gibbos Rav, Tani Gibbos the Levi. Remember, Rav was the one that said there are only four avoiders, and we exclude the avoider of Trumas Hadashin. Tani Gibbos Rav, avoider Shazor chayiv aleha misa, what are those? Number one, Zurika Saddam, Pein Lefnim, Pein Lefnai Vulefnim, Vamaz Bechatas Oif. The hamematze, that's a lush mitzoy, because you don't have a mazi, you go and give a kvetch against the mizbeach wall. I'm sorry? The kira mizbeach, yeah, all of those are part and parcel of zrika. So back in the Amud Aleph, Rav was very, very succinct. Zrika, but zrika includes all these types of hazois, as well as, remember, even the hazor of the mitzoyra with the shaman. All of that is included. Now, the hamaktir, bo'oyla so'oif, haktorah, by oyle soif. Now, why did we only say oyle soif? Why don't we say also by chata soif? We'll put a kmitza aside for a moment. Yeah. Why are we talking about? We just spoke about vamaz v'chata soif. Vamamat v'makte b'oyle soif. Why am I only talking about makte b'oyle soif? Why don't I have makte b'chata soif? So the kasha is a klutz kasha. The answer is because there is no haktara b'chata soif.
Just a little bit of squeezing of the blood and that's it.
You're done. You know, you squeeze it, you mazi, you're going right. To give a spitful. A little drop falls on. Because the rest of the chatas oif is totally nechel bekahanim. None of that is burned. There's no even aymerin. No aymerin by oifis, only by behemis. So if nothing goes on the mizbeach, but by oil is oif, the gun tzedak goes on the mizbeach. Yeah, okay, so that's why it leaves that. Now the question is, what about all the other kabbalas, the haktoras by all the behemis?
Right.
We leave out all the behemis. We only talk about the oifus and the behemis.
Right. And haktoras of the avarim pedarim that we talked about, number one and two, according to some lists.
And number one, according to the other kavitsa. Why is that left out? Anyway, this is not my kasha. This is already the middle toises over here. And toises, interestingly, didn't even have the word mamatze. He only had the makter. He had the maz b'chatas oif, v'hamakter b'oilas oif. You see, toises, v'hamakter b'oilas oif, tamely. Our Gemara, we have it. So obviously, Rashi Tosi didn't have that in his Girsa. But oy kashli, listen, makdim chalak kodeshim, all the kodeshim. Why are we only talking about the oifis? Over tisefta desvachem iyanti. I taka took out a tisefta. Uktani stama v'makdim. The taka doesn't say makdim boy the soif. Just says makdim.
No, makdim everything holdover.
Exactly. Uktani bonami, and in those tisefta says v'makdim boy. Oh, like taka in our Gemara. The tisefta shali mutasi. So the one I have as a mistake, I have to send it back to the binder, send it back to the printer, the publisher, you should change it. Zachim to Sefta Cheres. So you're essentially nearly. Okay, anyway, bottom line is, getting back to our Gemara, so you see that the word Haktara of Oydus Oyvus Lav Dafka, Lacher includes all the Haktars. And don't forget the last two, Manasseh Shlosh Lugim Amayim, Ushlosh Shlugim Yayim. So now we've covered the entire waterfront that we had according to Rav, the Zrikas, Haktarois, Nisach, and Nisach. Notice, Trumas Hadashin is not mentioned. Why not?
Because the bar doesn't hold that way. It's like Tani
Kibasi the Rav.
Tani
Kibasi the Levi. What does a Levi hold? Remember, a Levi adds one more, the Trumas Hadashin. Rabbi Yisai, this Brisa makes life very, very easy. We don't have to wait until the final words of the Brisa. Brisa starts off. Tani Kibasi the Levi. Avoid the Shazor, Chayiv, Alei, and Misa. Colon. Which ones are those? Number one. Hameiris Hadashin, the one that does the Trumas Hadashin. Any Shaila whatsoever, this is Tani Kibos to the Levi. Exactly. First headline, directly on the spot, on the point. Trumas Hadashin Yechayim Misa. And of course, Shavazoy Shabifnim, Shem Mitzoyra, Vamalagam Mizbeach, Bein Dov HaKosha, Bein Dov HaBosel. Now we're adding, even if you put a Dov HaBosel in your Maktir Malan Mizbeach, you're also going to be chayiv. But of course, you're only going to be chayiv those things which are roy bidyevet to be on the mizbeach. As you remember back from Masechtas Zvachim, we had that there's something which are olu yerd and some things are olu lo yerd. It depends on whether the psul was a psul inside the fnim or psul very from Bachutz. Okay, you remember the Gemara. Anyway, so bottom line is, Beferish Abraisa like Rab, Beferish Abraisa like Levi. And you can put two dots over here, and we're going to start a brand new Gemara.
Hold on, before we get here now, so we had a machlokas earlier about the Trumas Hadashin requiring all four Bidei Kahuna or not. And we concluded it does. Is that correct?
Or is it still
machlokas? It's machlokas. No, so that's
a... Was,
Hold on, so if it's a machlokas, so if it's a machlokas,
yes,
so
yes.
So Levi, so a Kohen who's not wearing all the Bidei Kahuna is considered like a Zar. So Levi must hold what? Levi must hold it perforce that.
You require all four. That is an abode.
Therefore, requires all four.
Correct.
Okay. I wanted to clarify that. Okay, thank you.
Correct. And the Gemara now continues. Zok the Gemara yet weiter. No, just taking the last point that Barry was making, the din of the Gemara, that is Zor, Chai Misa, this applies even to a Kohen if he's not wearing the Begadim, or if the Kohen happens to be apostle. For instance, if he happens to be Tamei, then temporarily, even though he's Tamei because he touches Sheretz, he has to go to the mikveh, etc. But the point is, during that time, at least Tamei, he has the same status like a Zar, and the same din would apply. But that's not the focus of the Gemara. Yes?
I'm surprised. I brought up an Abed Aleph, but we had a case earlier in the first parak about the Para Aduma on the Har Mishcha.
Yeah.
And they also do Hazos, their direction of the of the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Right.
Why is that?
The Gemara doesn't deal with it. Theoretically, is there also Chai Misa?
But it's Hazah, and it's not an Avodah Bifnim or something?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You see the Aleph before Lama Vefisin. What the Bach does, it says, is we've left out some key words. I mean, we just finished talking about the Truma Sedeshin. Where do you get these Lama Mefisin? Where does this come in? So the Bach says the Gemara dropped a few words from the Mishnah. This should be one of these headliners from the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, it says Arba Paisos Hoyusham, that there were four Paisos altogether, the first one being the Truma Sedeshin that we brought in our Mishnah. So add those words now in the Gemara. Arba Paisos Hoyusham, V'chuli, and now the Gemara asks, Lama Mefisin, why do we have the Pais in the Beis HaMikdash? Frey Timara. Why do you have the pious? Kinamamaran, like we learned already in the Mishnah. The reason is because, unfortunately, it came lidei machlokes to the point that Rachman Letzlan, one kohen pushed the other kohen down and he broke a leg. And then we had yesterday in the Braisa much, much worse consequences, Rachman Letzlan. And that's why the Kahanim said we have to go and do a pious. We can't go and allow everybody to have contestants running up and down because Cholil v'chaz, so we have more such accidents and it'll be a tzuris. So it goes like, what's the shay lama mefisim? El lama mefisim, mechoyzer mefisim. There are going to be four paises altogether, like the Mishnah told us, and these were taken four times during the day. Why don't you just all the paises all in the morning at one time? Just get it over with. Line everything. Up. Line them all up, do all the paises. What do we do? One, and then the second, and the third, and the fourth. The word hargish is like from the word regesh. Regesh means feeling, but here it means that you should feel the excitement in the azara. That every time they call out, okay, pious time, and then tens of kahanim are running from all directions, from the top and from the darim, from the out and up and up and up, let's get together. And Baruch Hashem, it creates a tremendous excitement in the azara, which is considered to be a tremendous kovoid for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that every day people are clamoring to do, they have this craving and desire to do the avoid. Shenema, like it said in the pasuk, sheyacht of nam tiksoid, beveis alikim nahalech berogesh. When we walk into the beis alikim, into the beis midish, into the azara, we're going with regesh, with excitement. So that's why we have four separate paises. Freiti mor yetz, v'mem mefisim. How are you pious? Now, we don't mean how with the two fingers and one finger and the mitznefes. Here we're talking about what did the kahanim wear at the times of the pious. Rav Nachman Omer, the big day chol. Rav Sheshes Omer, the big day kodesh. Rav Nachman holds he was still wearing their regular weekday clothing. Rav Sheshes Omer, they're already wearing the big day lover, the big god and the big day kahuna. And each one is going to bring now rayas to his shita. Rav Nachman Omer, big day chol. The Amos, big day kodesh. If you're going to tell me that all 20, 30, 40 kahanim that are lined up in a circle for the pious, that they're all wearing the big day kodesh, you're bound to have one or two kahanim that are going to be upset at losing, right? It's only natural. Every time there's a ball game, some the Knicks win and the other the Nets or somebody else loses, right? So there's always upset. Yankees, Mets, somebody wins, somebody loses. So even though it's not how you play the game, it's not who wins, but how you play the game, muskin. But the mice and the people that lose still feel that they lost. So there are going to be a couple of kahanim over there that feel bad that they lost the pies. They say, it was not fair. They didn't do a proper count. The count was fraud. I'm going to go into all the courts of the nation to go and disprove it. And I'm going to bring rice. I'm going to call up the treasurer from Georgia. Georgia and they stole the election from me. And what are they going to do? What are you talking about? Anyway, so Lamasa, so they're going to be kind of wearing the Bidei Kayush and they're going to say, ha ha ha. They quickly take the shovel, run up to the top of the Mizbeach, and by the time the pious winner realizes what happens, the Truma Sadesha was already done. He's going to run up, he can bring it down. So therefore, that's why it's better that they should do the Big Dechol, so we don't have that issue.
No one can seize the moment.
Yeah, Big Dechol, everybody, Chasro Mazor, Chai Mis, especially Kuntalevich, I'm not going to get, I'm not wearing the Big Dechol.
Well, Chana is one thing, but...
Yeah, exactly. Rav Sheish is Amar, Big Day Kodesh. You know why Big Day Kodesh? It's the other way around, says Rav Sheish. The Amar is Big Day Chol. Agav Chavivusei Mikru V'Avdi. The contestant that wins the pious, he is going to be so exhilarated. He's going to say, I haven't won the Truma Sadesha now in years. Baruch Hashem. And he's going to run. And he's wearing his regular suit with a tie, una tie, mitte jeans, un jeans. But he's not going to be wearing his Big Day Kodesh. Make sure everybody's wearing Big Day Kodesh in advance.
They had to be wearing their hat because you knocked off the hat of one person in the circle to start the count. Mm-hmm. So how could you entertain that they're wearing
more than hats? That's going to be more going to talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
Somebody asked this question.
Okay.
But at this point, Azay Zoktach Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Omer Rav Nachman, Mino Amino. So we're first going to bring a raya to Rav Nachman, and then tomorrow we're going to bring a raya to Rav Sheshes because the Rav Nachman's raya goes in a few lines. Rav Sheshes and Mishum start tomorrow. This is what you want, Rav Nachman, Mino Amino. Now we learned in the Mishnah. Miss Mos Run Lichazonin. After the pious was over, now we handed the Kahanim over to the Chazon. Remember, Chazon over here doesn't mean a Chazon, but like Rashi says, Shamoshin or Shamosin. These are people that were working together with Pinchas HaMalbish that to go and put on or to take off the Big Day, put on the Big Day Lovan, or to take them off and put on Big Day Chol, as we'll see. They helped them in removing their garments. The only thing they left behind was El Mechlesayim Bilvad, only left on the Mechlesayim. Okay.
So
When I finish, you'll see in a moment. Zokter of Nachman, my love, isn't this Bryce or this Mishnah talking about Ba'oisin Shezokhel Apayis? Ah, so these are the ones that are Zokhel Apayis, and so therefore they have to go and take off the Big Day Chol. This is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, right. This is the riot to me.
The pious with Big Day Chol.
The pious with Big Day Chol. So the people that won the pious, at the moment we're only talking about one person who did the Truma Sadesha, but later on we're going to have a whole bunch of people that won the second and the third and the fourth pious. So what happens with all of these people? So Pinchas HaMalbish and his Shemosim would help them remove the Big Day Chol, and they would leave on them the Mechnesayim Bilvad, L'choyre meaning the Mechnesayim of Chol, and now they started putting on them the big day kahuna, and that's what we're talking about. And so you see, my love, Oishu Zochel Apayis, isn't it a riot to me? Says Rav Nachman. Rav Huna by Yehuda. Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes disagrees. Rav Sheshes, no, forget. Loi, Oishu Shaloi Zochel Apayis. It's not that Shemosin helped out those that won, but it's helping out those that did not win, the losers. In other words, everybody's already wearing the Big Day Kahuna from before the pious, and now those that lost, we say to them, okay, you're off for the day, you can go on vacation, you can take a tour of Yerushalayim, go with your wife and kids and have a good time. Obviously, those that are going to stay behind to do Halacha Devarim Pedarim, they can come back. Yeah, but anyway, but in the meantime, those that are not that lost the pious, they can take a break, and so therefore we're going to remove their garments. What are we going to remove? The Big Day Kodesh. And therefore, that's what it means. Mosel Chazan, Boy Mafshin, Oysa Big Day, they took off the Big Day Kodesh. And the only thing they left on was the Mechnesayim until they put on, of course, the Big Day Chol. Says the Gemara, says Rav Sheshes, and Ochanam Mestaber. And I'll tell you, my pshat is better than Rav Nachman's pshat. Why is it better? Disokadaita ba'oishin sezochu l'payit. It says, lo yamanichan alein el Mechnesayim b'vod. They only left on the Mechnesayim of Chol, his regular pants. Aha. And so what did they do after that? So explains Rashi, the assumption is, he still has, we don't want Chas HaShalom that people should be parading around in their birthday clothes. In other words, without any clothes at all. So, he's wearing his Mechnesayim, Mechnesay Chol. We're going to immediately put on top of him the Ksones, so he'll be totally covered from head to toe. And then he'll remove the Mechnesayim of Chol, and then we'll put on the Mechnesay Kodesh after that. That's L'Choyre, the way you have to do it, according to Rav Nachman, said the person shouldn't be standing around without clothing on. So that's why you only leave over, according to you, Rav Nachman, the Michlasei Chol. Shnel, put on the Ksainis. After you put on the Ksainis, then you remove the Michlasei Chol and put on the Michlasei Kodesh. But Tanya, didn't we learn the Gemara yesterday in the price? Michlasei is the first baguette that you got to put on. Not only got to be Hilchas Chatzitza, that it's got to be Al Psorei, but it's got to be the
sequentially,
the first one. Talmud, how do I know? It says, Michlasei Vad Yilbash Al Psorei. It's you Al Psorei. And what do you learn from that? That's got to be Al Psorei. That's going to be the first thing on his skin, on his flesh. Nothing before that. But according to you, you put the Ksoinis on first, because otherwise the person would be parading around without any clothes. Eidach says Rav Nachman, no, Raya. Holy Kash, Hachi Tani, Ad She Oiden Aleihen Bigdei Chol. Again, according to Rav Nachman, the Shitose, they're still wearing Bigdei Chol. Malbishen Oisen Michlasei Kodesh, which means leave on his Chol Toga or suit or long shirt or whatever. Take off the Michlasei Chol. He's still totally covered because he's wearing the outer garments of the Bigdei Chol. And then Malbishen Oisen Michlasei Kodesh, and now put on the Michlasei Kodesh, and now he has the Michlasei Kodesh on. So now you can take off.
And it's first.
Well, Mavshin Oisen Bigdei Chol, and now take off all the other Bigdei Chol, so he's left with his Michlasei Kodesh on. And now put on the other Michlasei Kodesh. When they removed all the outer clothing, he only had left on him the Michlasei Kodesh that we put on him, so that he wouldn't be walking around without any clothes. So therefore, Dr. Ram Nachman, that this chat looked like me also works. It works very nicely. We gave to the Chazanim, they're taking off the Bigdei Chol. Before we took off all of the Begadim, we took off the Michlasei Chol first.
And we put on the Michlasei Kodesh right immediately.
Exactly. So that would be number one. And now we continue on the Mishnah. With Mavshid Noisem, we took off the rest of the Begadim. The only thing that we left was Michlasei Babad and Michlasei Kodesh. And then we added the other. That's the Raya of Nachman. And tomorrow we have the Raya according to Rav Sheshes. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zag, Yisrael Zag, and Shkoyach all for attending and participating.